Chaplin, I'm going to join here today by Corey McCarville, head football coach with the ICAM Manning Wolves as they wrap up the regular season and get ready to head into postseason play next week. They're going to be taking on Waspinona. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
You bet, Coach. You guys hitting 5-2 on the year. You come off a 43-0 win last week at home against Waspinona. Pretty much have secured third in what I think is a really difficult district, because you guys, to me, are better than a third-place team. But Woodbury Central and St. Albert going to finish 1-2, and they play each other this week. Your thoughts right now on the overall season and what's went well and what you still need to get better on heading into the postseason?
Well, I still think there's room for growth. You know, we have two losses by a combined 12 points, so I think we played a pretty good brand of football for the most part this season. You know, we still need to be a little bit more consistent, and you know, some of our run fits in the offensive line and some of our tackling at times still needs to improve. But you know, I think the seniors have done a great job of leadership, and they've been really tight knit and detail oriented, and you know, they're continuing to grow, and you know, they're continuing to improve every day. So it's great to see.
What has stood out for you about what the defense has done this season?
Well, I think we're a lot more gap sound than we have been in the years past, and we're doing a better job. I think we're a little bit stronger than what we've been physically in the last couple of years, so we're doing a better job of getting off blocks. So it's just, and you know, we changed some of our scheme a little bit, so you just take a variety of those things and you mix them all together and you have an improved defense.
You mentioned the senior leadership this year, Coach. You guys come off of back-to-back big wins against district teams in Akron, Westfield, and then you go over to Loma, who's been a traditional power, and you kind of handle them pretty well. Looks like you guys came in laser-focused last week as well.
Yeah, you know, we had a good game plan, and the guys really executed it well, and it was, you know, really, really exciting to see them play well and really be dialed in for getting that win last Friday.
Going to be traveling up now to Waspinona. They come in 2-5, but having won two games in a row, you and I were talking, you know, before the interview here, and you said this is a much improved team. Where have you seen them improve?
Oh, their running game has really kind of taken off last couple weeks. You know, they're a pure double wing team. They have been for the last couple weeks, but their running game is much improved. They're running the ball much better than what they have been over at the beginning of the year. So, you know, it's going to be quite the challenge.
You feel pretty comfortable about, you know, being able to contain that running game?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, we're going to have to be gap sound. We're going to have to tackle well. There's a couple things that we've picked up on tape that hopefully we'll be able to exploit. But, yeah, if we tackle well and we're gap sound, I think we'll be okay. You know, but it is going to be a challenge for our guys.
Not that they don't have some big plays, but a lot of it looks like they're trying to chew up about 3 or 4 yards per play and just kind of keep the ball on the ground and move the chains. The Richards kid and Sorensen, what have you seen from them in the backfield? How do they use those guys?
You know, the fullback is primarily kind of they run a lot of trap. They run a lot of a G concept with him as well. And then the Sorensen kid, I know they use him a little bit more for, you know, power, you know, kind of the power running game and a wide sweep play. So, you know, the nice part is with those two for them is they have some guys that run on the inside and some guys that can run to the outside. So, we're just going to have to tackle well and really play good team defense.
With the way they haven't thrown it much, they're 16-39, so just under 50% on the year. I'm guessing first down and second down are key. You want to get them in third and long, or are they still a team that 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, they still going to run the football?
On tape, it looks like even in kind of third and long, they're still trying to get to 4th and short. So, you know, you still have to be prepared for the run all the time.
Do they punt much, or do they go ahead and go for it on 4th down on a regular basis if it's 4th and manageable?
On 4th and manageable, looks like they've been going for it quite a bit. You know, they do punt it some, obviously, but they do. They're going to go for it on fourth down quite a bit.
Coach, let's talk about that matchup up front, because against a team that wants to run, how do you feel about the matchup in the trenches?
Oh, it's going to be a challenge. You know, they have some big guys, and I would say that's really the area they've improved the most is the offensive line. They were rotating a lot of guys at the beginning of the year, and I think they've kind of settled on their 5 guys and they've gotten a lot better as the year's gone on.
Where do you feel like you guys are at offensively right now, and what do you think they're going to try to do to slow you down?
They've been in a kind of a 4-4 look all year, and I think that's what they'll continue to do. I think they're going to kind of challenge us to actually run the ball. I think they're going to try to take away our passing game a little bit more. So, you know, we're going to have to establish the running game to be successful.
What have you seen from Davis in the run game, and what do you guys need to do to be successful in the run game tonight?
You know, with Davis, he just needs to be a one-cut-and-go kind of guy. He's gotten better as the year has gone on. He's still healthy. He's missed a couple opportunities, which I think he knows, but I've been really pleased with how he's played all year.
The passing game's been very balanced, led by Ashton Arnholtz, who we've talked about before, who's been fantastic. If they're going to try and take that away, how do they match up with really four different weapons that you guys have, even five with Davis out of the backfield in that passing game?
I think they'll try to use some of their better athletes and try to match up over Ashton, and I think they'll try to play some kind of bracketed coverage, but, you know, we'll just have to see what they do.
Coach, special teams, do you feel like you got an advantage there anywhere?
I know they have a very good accomplished kicker. It seems like every other team has really, really good kickers, and their West Monona's no different. They haven't tried a lot of PATs. They've gone for two, so that's going to be a challenge too. I think they're a team that really wants to try to put pressure on your defense.
What have you seen from your special teams and Ben and Davis so far this season, especially with the kickoff and also the extra points?
From the kickoff perspective, I think Ben has done a nice job. He's gotten good distance. A little more height would be, you know, to my liking. But and Davis has done a nice job on PATs. He's kind of like he's a big fan of doing it all the time, but he's done a nice job.
Coach, what's the biggest key for you guys to get the win?
I think we just need to tackle well and not turn the ball over. I think that's one of those hidden things is, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We have to tackle well, and, you know, we really have to play solid defense all the way around and really be gap sound.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday. I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IK Manning football team. They head to West Monona coming up on Friday night.